You are listening to Documentally.com. Episode 9. Activist?
No, I wouldn't, no, say, I wouldn't that. Say that.
If mass media exists to invest our lives with artificial notions and arbitrary values, let us take that media back.
How do you possibly think you can make a difference?
We need to talk more, we need to listen, we need to ask more questions.
These are the puppets of the government.
Do you not worry for your own safety?
You know, even if they came to bump me off, it would be a hollow victory for them because it would not stop the word, spreading. They're too late.
The power of the documentary, the drama of truth, alters our understanding and perceptions of the world around us. You choose mass media or real media for the masses. Audio activism? Sounds good to me. Documentally.com. Documenting the mind.
Hey, how's that then? That sounded a little bit like someone almost knew what they were doing. That's my first attempt at a promo. There's another promo at the end of this podcast, so listen all the way and you shall hear it for another podcast. Feel free to send them to me, and where I can find the space, I shall insert them. Anyway, welcome to this special edition, just to catch up and a small musical interlude. How have we been so far then? Been alright? You've been enjoying it? You've been checking it out every now and then, seeing what you can pick up and take away? Maybe been slightly entertained? Maybe had a laugh? Maybe all of the above? If I still plan to do this as a 12 episode project, then there's not long now before it's all over. I plan to go out with a bang for the last one, hopefully, if all goes well. So be sure you check that one out, because it's been a long while in the planning, and that will actually probably cost me a lot of money to do it. I'd love to say that the sponsorship button on the right has been clicked in a frenzy, and I'm just about managing to break even, but I don't even know if it works yet. Hint, hint. But we're not in it for the money, we're in it for the love and the passion. And one day, what I would like is if you guys out there could send in your thoughts and your comments. You could even vote on podcastalley.com or review me on iTunes. Still yet to happen. It's nice to get a bit of feedback. It's not that I'm looking for the glory, but a little feedback and some interaction means there's a two-way thing going on here, and it's not just me waffling on or chatting to random individuals that I want to speak to. Let me know if there's anybody you want me to speak to, within reason. I mean, the Pope's a little bit difficult to get hold of nowadays. As is members of royalty, and just about anybody else you can possibly suggest, but you never know. You might be someone yourself who thinks, hey, this sounds like a laugh. Let's get interviewed. Drop me a line. podcast@documentally.com. I've heard some really good things from two of my favourite podcasters, Anthony on thewarondemocracy.com and Will from britishmac.com, two totally different podcast styles, two totally different people on two different sides of the planet, and this is the great thing about podcasting, I think. Both entertaining, both allow me to kind of take something away from it. And I really look forward to clicking update on iTunes and seeing a little blue dot next to their podcast. Yes, another one to enjoy. Sounds a bit geeky, I know, but honestly, there's some quality podcasts out there. Check them out. And if you do come across a good one, spread the word like I am. This is kind of a big network thing. At the moment, nobody seems to be in it for the money. We're all in it because we love what we're doing. So let's help each other out as much as we can. Just to finish off for this special edition musical interlude kind of podcast, I'll leave you with a song that I wrote with the band of mine called Kinniguan a few years back now. It was always much better live. All our songs were so much better live than they were recorded. As soon as we recorded them, they seemed to just stop, and freeze, and there was no more growth and there was no more evolving. So here from Little England, in the middle of the countryside, the birds are singing, the sun has just come out for some freaky reason, because it's been forecast rain all day. So sit back and enjoy the song from Kniguan entitled Fuzzy, and I'll catch you soon. Bye bye.
Who's all gone?
You have been listening to Documentally.com's 9th episode. Feel free to email us on podcast@documentally.com or visit documentally.com and leave your comments and feedback. Thanks very much. If this is the first one you've heard, please check the other 8 episodes out. You never know, you might even like it. I'm going to leave you with this. Thanks very much and see you next time.
The President of the United States.
Me and Vice President Cheney, members of Congress, members of the Supreme Court, bring murder and destruction to our country. America is addicted to oil. America depends on it.
As the Bush regime continues its war on democracy, log on to thewaronddemocracy.com to find out what you can do to fight back.
Thewaronddemocracy.com.